Did you know that the perfect snack exists that not only has the yum factor, because that's important, but also packs a real protein punch? I'm talking about Wonderful Pistachios, a complete protein providing all 9 essential amino acids. Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. Now that's a snack you can feel really good about. It's hard for me to currently pick a fave because they have several flavors to choose from, including no salt and jalapeno lime options. But if I absolutely had to, I'd say I'm in my no shells, Wonderful Pistachios, sea salt and vinegar era. It's the ultimate snacking solution for when you need a quick, convenient, and tasty boost of pistachio goodness straight out of the bag. Whether you enjoy the ritual of cracking open each nut or you lean towards the ease of no shells, Wonderful Pistachios has something for everyone. It's time to elevate your snacking game with Wonderful Pistachios. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. Hey, what's going on? You're listening to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. My name is Bree, and I'm the host of the show, as well as the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. Brown Girl Self-Care is a space and platform of intentional healing, joy, rest, and abundance for Black women. Let's go ahead and just jump right on into today's episode, just letting you know, or I'm asking in advance for grace. I'm asking in advance for grace with this episode, okay? Because it's a little different, the format. What you're going to hear after I am done speaking is audio, specifically from a video that I recorded with the intention of putting that video onto YouTube. I've said for a while now that I wanted to have a video component to the Brown Girl Self-Care Podcast. Really, fear has kept me from that. Imposter syndrome has kept me from that. Just having to show up in a way that I'm not 100% comfortable has kept me from that. But I know that my next is going to come from this stretch, okay? And just like I share on the podcast, sometimes you've got to do something different. You've got to allow yourself to do some new things, get uncomfortable, especially if you feel like it's aligned and attached to your purpose. And I really feel like it is. So in this episode, I am kind of like reintroducing myself. So if you're new to this podcast and you really aren't sure like who the hell I am, because sometimes I don't even know who I am, then I would love for you to just listen to this episode because I talk a little bit about myself, kind of like, again, a reintroduction. I also talk about just vulnerability. I talk about how I'm not necessarily motivated by money. I know that might be a shocker, but I'm not. And some other vulnerable things. I'll just say that. So if you feel like you are being called for more, but you're afraid to put yourself out there, like I am sometimes terrified to do, I really want you to listen to this episode because I'm hoping that it inspires you and it gives you a little motivation and it shows you like, okay, if Bree could do it, maybe I can dip my pinky toe into that new thing that I've been considering as well, because sometimes we just need someone to show us, just like people have shown me. Things that has helped me to feel encouraged. I want to do the same for you. So let me stop talking. Here is the audio that's going to YouTube, which will hit YouTube next week, a week after this episode goes live on the podcast. Okay. I can do this. I can do this. Ciao. All right. So, maybe wondering who the hell is this broad and why is she on my screen on YouTube? So, if you are not a follower of the Brown Girl Self-Care community, you may not know, obviously, anything about me. My name is Bree. I think I might have mentioned that before, maybe not. And I'm a little nervous because this is my first time really doing like a YouTube or video slash whatever. Typically, I have a podcast. It's called Brown Girl Self-Care. You can find it on iTunes and Spotify and probably other places where podcasts are available. And also, I'm on social media. Well, I guess technically I am, but I really don't show up on social media. I'm not really a social media kind of chick anymore. But I do sometimes post on Facebook under Brown Girl Self-Care and Instagram under Brown Girl Self-Care. So at Brown Girl Self-Care, if you are interested in seeing some of the things that I've posted in the past. Yeah, y'all, this video really for me is a way for me to start my YouTube channel. And I guess what better way to do that than to kind of like give a little backstory of why I created Brown Girl Self-Care and also kind of talk about why it's a challenge for me to even show up on in this type of medium, I guess, if that makes sense. And because like I mentioned before, I have a podcast and it's just much, much easier for me to post or talk into a microphone. You don't have to see me, but you know I'm there because obviously I'm talking, you hear my voice, but you don't have to see me. Something that you may obviously already know based on just the first few minutes of this video is that I just don't like to be seen. I don't like to show up like this. It's very, it causes me to feel very vulnerable. I am someone who has survived a lot of things in my life, including like depression. I sometimes have anxiety and different things like that. So yeah, just being able to show up in this platform like this in all of my imperfection, it's a challenge, but I'm doing this in part because I want you to feel encouraged to step out in your own way, whatever that looks like for you. I feel like a lot of us are being held back in certain areas of our life. Me, it's in one of the ways is just not being able to be seen. Not sure if that's the same for you, but based on like some of the things I hear when I get emails or like in the comment sections or things like that, it's for a lot of us Black women, it's just this putting ourselves out there and being seen. It's not easy. So I give major props to these content creators and just everyday people that are showing up in the ways that scare them, that allow them to feel vulnerable, that might tap into some fears they may not have even known they had until they started to show up in a certain kind of way. It just takes a lot. It's so easy for people to leave comments, unkind comments, to put others down. I've done it myself. I've done it myself. I'm no better than anyone else. I'm not perfect. Especially because I didn't realize in the past, like just what was involved with, I guess, quote unquote, stepping into the arena, as Brene Brown has eloquently stated in her previous works. But yeah, it's hard. But let me go back because actually I am recording this for the podcast, by the way. My idea in my mind is that I'm going to do audio for the podcast and video for YouTube at the same time. So I'm still trying to figure out how that's going to work. I know that I can just take the audio, obviously, and put it on the podcast, but I'm not sure exactly what this format's going to be. And there's still kinks to work out, but I promised myself that I was going to start doing this and I want to be able to stay in integrity with myself because that's important. And I feel like the longer you put things off, the harder it's going to be. And I've been putting this medium of YouTube off for a few years now. So again, I'm doing this for a variety of reasons, including hopefully encouraging you to step out on faith and do that one thing that is going to launch you into your next. So since I'm new here to YouTube, I just thought I would give a little bit of backstory on me in case you're not familiar, which probably no one is familiar with who the hell I am. Sometimes I don't even know who the hell I am, okay? But again, my name is Bree, and I am in my 40s, late 40s. And yeah, my very late 40s. At this point, I'm hanging on to being in my 40s. I can just tell you that. I'm hanging on to being in my 40s because I'm on my way out very soon. And I live in California, born and raised, California, Inglewood, 310, whoop, whoop. And I'm a mother. I'm a nerd. I'm nerd adjacent. I am nerd adjacent. I feel like when I was a child, I was very smart, very, very smart, very inquisitive. I love to learn a lot of things. Right now, I'm just on this big
space, learning about space kick and things like that. I'm a plant killer. I don't like to admit that. It hurts my heart, but I am. I am literally the worst with plants, even though they're beautiful and I love them. I'm a big reader. I love to read. I love to read. I think I started reading probably around the age of 4 as a kid, maybe 4 or 5. And ever since then, it was like words were just magic to me. Words just took me to another place. And that was important for me, probably in part because my childhood was not necessarily the best. It just wasn't. I am the product of a single parent household. We struggled a lot in a variety of ways. We struggled financially. We struggled emotionally. We struggled physically. Trigger warning, but I am also the product of, how about this? So you know that there's something called an ACE score that talks about like how much trauma did you endure, you know, in your childhood or growing up, and that score kind of helps you to just understand yourself a little bit more, amongst other things. But it's like a range of like 1 to 10, 1 being like, you know, you may have encountered like a 1 or 2 little, not minor, because I don't want to like minimize anyone's trauma, you know, but it might be like, oh, you did experience like maybe 1 or 2 things in your childhood, you know, 10 being like, you've really like, you've been through, you've been seeing some things. Okay. Again, I'm not minimizing anyone's trauma, backgrounds, history, upbringing, anything like that. But like, there's a scale. 1 being like, oh, you know, like I said, you've seen a few things, but 10 is like, you've literally just like, it's a whole lot, you know what I mean? And so my score, my ACE score, I believe is like a 9, possibly a 10. And so hopefully that gives you some background or just an understanding of some of the things like that I've endured and survived and that have helped me, that have shaped me and brought me to this place where you and I are talking right now. So I feel like we're talking, right? I'm having a conversation with you. So, you know, I've experienced and survived childhood abuse. I've experienced and survived like domestic violence in the home. I've experienced and survived sexual molestation. I've survived just like being in a financially, just a place of struggle financially, where sometimes my parent would just like, she was working very hard, but trying to make ends meet. And so you didn't know, like, there was going to be always food in the refrigerator, or if the lights were going to be on, or there were times we didn't have hot water. I kind of vaguely remember not having hot water to be able to take like a bath or a shower or things like that. Some of my childhood, honestly, like, there are people that can like remember, oh, at age 5, I went through this. Oh, at age 10, we did this. At age 3, this. My memories of my childhood are not very, it's hard for me to have any type of recollection of a lot of my childhood. Like, I'll have bits and pieces come up, but I feel like I like blacked out a lot of it. For whatever reason, maybe it was just like a lot of painful stuff. There are things that I do remember, and I do remember happy. There were some happy times as well, because nothing to me is just like always, at least in my opinion, always just like 100% the same. There's going to be ebbs and flows, highs, lows, peaks, valleys, all that stuff. So yeah, I definitely did have some good times and some fun times, but I feel like more often than not, I was just this very anxious, unhappy, miserable. It sounds funny when I say it now. Little kid, little girl who felt like she was lacking in all areas. She was lacking from just not really feeling loved, to not being financially secure, to not being physically secure. Again, if you're a product of a one-parent household, which a lot of us are for various reasons, maybe divorce, maybe a parent passed away, maybe there was only one parent always in your life, you know what I mean? But I feel like for a lot of us, it's hard to feel secure and to have like a healthy attachment style and a healthy sense of like life and who you are and a healthy understanding of your identity when all the pieces are just not lining up in a way to give that type of outcome for you. And so now you look up and you're in your 20s and you're expected, and I'm not in my 20s, obviously. I've told you before, I'm barely hanging on to being in my 40s. But you look up and you're in your 20s or whatever, and now you're expected to go out into the world and thrive and live a beautiful life, an amazing life, and feel good about yourself and know how to build wealth and be in healthy relationships with not only yourself, but with other people and your partner and your girlfriends, your community, your sisters, and just have this healthy outlook on life and what it means to be who you are. And if you didn't come from that type of background where you were supported in the ways that a child would need to be supported, it's hard to do that. It's hard to do that. It's hard to feel like a whole person after, you know, 10, 20 years of living in a certain type of existence. And so you get out into the real world. I'm doing air quotes for those that are listening to the podcast. You get out there into the real world and you're like, well, what the hell am I supposed to do now? Some of us leave on our own. Some of us are told to leave or kicked out. Some of us feel like there is no choice but to leave because it just is a part of your survival. Like, I've got to leave this house. I've got to leave this home. But you get out there and you're just like, okay. And you try to build the best life that you can, but you have so many gaps and holes in your identity and your understanding of how the world works that it's hard. And you make a lot of mistakes. You make a lot of mistakes. And you just do your best. You do your best and you build your life. And again, you're in your 20s and now you're in your 30s and your 40s and beyond. And if you didn't make learning about yourself a priority, and how can you sometimes, you know, when you're just like in survival mode and you're just trying to keep your head above water. But if you weren't in a place to make who you are or just like understanding your identity, as well as making space, giving space to heal, to acknowledge, to be aware and to heal and do things for yourself and prioritize yourself. And instead you lived a life of like, because again, you don't have healthy attachments and understandings of yourself in life. You might be people pleasing and just living a life full of anxiety and stress and burnout and overwhelm and being broke. Like all those things are connected, at least for me. Your mileage may vary, but if you didn't make space to heal, you just end up looking up one day and you're just like, well, how the hell did I get here? You know, how the hell did I get here? Sorry, y'all. I had an alarm set and I don't know why and I completely forgot. But you wonder like, how the hell did I get here? And where do I go from here? That's pretty much my story. I mean, I could give you so many stories to fill in the gaps, but as you'll come to find out, at least on this YouTube, if this is your first time meeting me, your girl talks a lot. I talk a lot. And I'm really trying to do my best to rein it in. I'm really trying to do my best to rein it in and to not just ramble. Sometimes I get in my head and I'll just be processing stuff and then it just... You're like, well, okay, where is this going? I'm trying to do better, y'all, but I'm not perfect. I'm not perfect. And that's, again, one of the reasons why I'm showing up on YouTube, because I feel like as I grow and bloom, I feel like a part of my purpose is to help others along the way, not to say do it this way because this is the only way, but really more so in a way of this is what I'm learning, this is what I'm experiencing, this is what I've grown through or what I'm experiencing right now, this is where I am right now, and just show what that looks like and have real honest conversations about that. That's what I want to do here on this YouTube channel. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm starting it. And also I'm starting it because I want to show it others what it looks like to be in a place where you're still unsure. And let me tell you, when people look at me, and I'm not saying this to brag or be like, oh, look at me. That ain't me. When I tell you that people are surprised to hear that I have insecurities, to hear that I'm still trying to figure out who the hell I am and what I'm supposed to be doing, or what I feel like is my purpose, you know, based on the season or whatever, because they look at me and they just see, for example, they see the outward, or the, how about this? They see the receipts. I think that makes sense more. They see the receipts. So they're like, oh, she's the founder of Brown Girl Self-Care. So if you go to my socials, for example, if you go to my Facebook, you'll see that I have maybe like, or that page has maybe like, I don't even know, let's just say 15,000 followers. If you go to the Instagram, you'll see that page has like over 100,000 followers. If you listen to the podcast, or well, I don't even know how you would have access to this, but just so you know, the podcast Brown Girl Self-Care has, I didn't check the numbers. Let's just say, I'll just say millions of downloads. I don't know what the number is. Maybe 4 million downloads or something like that. I'm not 100% sure. But that's a lot for a podcast anyway, especially from someone who's unknown. I'm an unknown person in my head. I'm an unknown person. But those are big numbers. You know what I mean? So people look at that and they just think like, oh, she's got it all together. Or they look at the outward. People have told me that I'm attractive. They love, oh, you have pretty hair, or, you know, things like that. And that's great. Thank you. But the things that you see on the outside, or the receipts, like I said, don't always necessarily equal what's going on the inside. Those outwardly things, yeah, they're important. And I'm not going to sit up here and say they don't matter, because in this society, in this world that we live in, and the way that we are encouraged to just fall in line, work, put our, just be the very best, you know, and numbers mean something. Numbers mean something, right? Someone tells you that they have a dollar in the bank, you're going to have an impression of them, whatever it is. Versus someone saying they have $1 million in the bank, you're going to have an impression of them. I ain't got $1 million in the bank. Not yet. But one day.
Black representation in media matters. When we see people that look like us or share our experiences, it provides a sense of community, validation, and belonging, while also resisting the narrative that we must remain silent and invisible. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR, where you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, and empowerment. One episode that I really enjoyed was titled, In Serena Williams, A Generation of Black Players Saw a Legend Who Looked Like Me. The way they wove the episode together with interviews, storytelling, and music kept my interest, because it felt more like a documentary than a typical news piece. This is what it feels like to me to have our stories centered. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. My hair is kinky, it's coily, it's beautiful, it's all the things, but the dryness is real, so it's also prone to feeling parched. This is why Waze Anti-Frizz Cream is my new BFF. It not only tames frizz, but helps my hair feel more hydrated. Listen, summer is coming. We are trying to be outside, going to brunch, plus traveling, and summer activities aren't always kind to our strands, okay? So let me tell you what I do for this. I wash my hair every 1 to 2 weeks. Don't sleep on Waze Detox Shampoo, by the way, if you have hard water or buildup. I detangle, I smooth in a little of the Waze Anti-Frizz Cream, then shingle in my natural gel. My hair is frizz-free, it's hydrated, and it's cute for days. Love sleek styles? Waze anti-frizz cream works as a heat protectant up to 450 degrees as well. Frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code SELFCARE for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code SELFCARE.
But yeah, the numbers, they matter. But people think that the numbers are the person. Those numbers are not me. If this YouTube channel has 100 followers by the end of 2024, or this YouTube channel has, I don't know, 5,000 followers by the end of 2024. And as of right now, it's recording this on February 18th, 2024, if I'm not mistaken. Whatever the numbers are, a million followers by the end of 2024, those numbers are not me. Those numbers are not me. For good or for bad, those numbers, those things, those receipts, those whatever, those achievements, though, that's not necessarily me, and that's not necessarily what's going on in my inner world. You ever know or hear of someone that on the outside, they just look like they have everything going for them, and you just assume that they're just living their best life, they're in their glow up era, and you know, just all these things you might assume, like they're so confident, they're so amazing, they're so this, they're so that, these things that we just see based on the outward appearance. Man, I tell you, myself and definitely a lot of Black women that I know, like that outward don't always match what's going on the inside. I still struggle with self-doubt. I still struggle with insecurities. I might have said that at the beginning of this. I still struggle with anxious thoughts. I still struggle with imposter syndrome. Even with those receipts that I mentioned, other people might say, wow, that's amazing. She has 100,000 followers on Instagram. Okay, and that's how I see it. I mean, I don't take it for granted, but it's just like, that doesn't mean that your girl's not still struggling. That doesn't mean that your girl doesn't get mentally drained just from even thinking about, for example, needing to create content to even try to keep it going. Like, it's just a lot. I'm really trying my best to give you a little slice into my inner world, since again, this is my very first video. But I just want to let you know that for those of you, like, regardless of where you are in your journey, regardless of where you are in your life, regardless of where you are in your, for example, business, I know a lot of women that listen either want to be an entrepreneur, they're thinking about it, they feel like they're being called to do it or to create their own brand or to step out in some way in addition to their 9-to-5 or just completely giving the 9-to-5 up. Because listen, I didn't even tell y'all about that, but maybe I'll squeeze it in. But regardless of where you are, it's just like that. How the heck did I lose my train of thought? See, my mind be working so fast on so many different things. It's sometimes hard for me to rein it in. So I apologize. It'll come back to me what I was going to say. Because I don't remember. But speaking of jobs, like, I was a 9-to-5er from the age of maybe 21, 22, maybe somewhere in there, 22, up until the age of 40, I don't even know, maybe 45-ish, something like that. The dates are a little fuzzy. And that was my identity. Like, even though I hated my job, and it's funny that I say that because I know that a lot of women, at least the ones that I talk to, they're just like, we're not about that 9-to-5 life anymore. That might have been the journey for our parents, our parents' parents, or whatever. But for a lot of us, especially starting with, I'm Generation X and below, a lot of us are like, we're not doing that anymore. We're sold this dream that working a 9-to-5, going to school and getting these degrees is like the best and only way. And even if it is, for example, I feel like a part of the equation that's missing is like, what about your soul? It's great to have these degrees. I don't have a degree, by the way. And for those of you that do, major props to you. But it's great to have these degrees and to work these positions and make this money. But it's just like, what about your soul? What about your soul? There has to be some balance to this. And I think that's what's missing from the equation. I told my friend recently, like if you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, I realize I'm going on a tangent, but I'll come back to what I was talking about my 9-to-5 career. But I was telling her, like, I'm not motivated by money. If you are motivated by money, this is no judgment. That's do you. That's great. Like, we all have our own lives. We got to figure out what motivates us. I'm still trying to figure that out. But money is definitely not the thing, because if money was the motivation for me, I'm telling you, I promise you on everything, I would literally be a millionaire by now. I would be if I was motivated by money, but I realize that I'm not because there are certain things that come up and I'm just like, there's resistance there. I'm not just looking to make a quick buck. If you listen to the Brown Girl Self-Care podcast, you will hear sponsors for the show. Those sponsors help me to live. Those sponsors help me to pay my rent. I rent, okay? You know, in California, it's expensive as hell. But those sponsors help me to live. Those sponsors help me to provide for my household and to eat and to keep the lights on and to not have to live in a place of struggle, because I've lived in a place of struggle for decades. But the thing that you may not realize is that even though you hear those sponsors, like, I'm 100% down with those sponsors. I get opportunities for other sponsors and I turn them down all the time. Like, I'm not saying that to be funny and I'm not saying that to brag, but as of right now, I'm in a season where I'm getting a lot of requests or considerations or possible opportunities for partnerships. But when I look at the brands, and this is no shade to them, I'm sure they're great in their own way. They're just not for me. At least not right now. They're just not for me. So I know that I'm not money motivated, because if I was, you would be hearing sponsors for everything, even though I don't necessarily like them. I don't maybe necessarily believe in what they stand for. I don't like their product for whatever reason, or it just doesn't work for me. A variety of reasons. I also look at reviews extensively. And if I'm seeing a lot of negative stuff, I don't want to bring that to my audience. So even though I might have a really good opportunity to make several thousand dollars, I don't take it. I don't do it. So when you hear podcasts, when you hear sponsors in the middle, there's like a ad break in the middle of like two or three sponsors, and you hear my voice, it's because I've used it. I trust it. I've researched it. I like them. I like what, you know, there's something about them that I'm like, I will use them, or whatever. But a lot of times I don't say yes to different things. So again, money is important to me, but it doesn't motivate me. I'm still trying to figure out what motivates me, and I don't quite know what it is. But it's definitely not money. But getting back to my 9-to-5 career, it's just like, I started working maybe around 22-ish, 23, and stopped working a 9-to-5, and maybe at the age of like maybe around 45 or 46. I'm not 100% sure of the date, but I'm just not about that life. And I feel like I want to spend this time really just, while God allows, I want to spend this time just really learning more about myself, getting my health in order, connecting with other women, growing, blooming, really deepening my relationship with God, which is something I've really, really just, I have my whole thoughts on God, and that's definitely going to be a podcast episode for another time. But it's not always been easy on my end, you know, just establishing and maintaining my relationship with God for a variety of reasons, but, I digress. But yeah, I just want to encourage you to really think about where you are in life and what things are required of you to live the type of life that you want to live. What areas of your life are you not showing up in? What areas of your life are you hiding away from, even though you know in your heart that these are the things you need to do to open up, you know, your next. Like for me, doing this YouTube video is a way, or officially starting my YouTube channel and showing up and showing my face, not hiding behind just a microphone in a podcast, and sharing more intimate parts of me. Like this, doing this is going to launch me into my next in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what that's going to be. I don't know what that's going to look like. But I do know as I continue to do this, it's going to strengthen something within me or inside of me that has not seen the light of day, probably since I was really fresh and young, before, you know, life just kind of like tore me the hell up, you know, and shifted my identity off the track of who I really could have been, right? When we come here, we are already perfectly formed. We have our little personalities. We have our likes. We have our dislikes. We have the way that we feel about ourselves. We just feel like the world is ours and we're brave and we love ourselves and we love our little friends and, you know, things like that. But then things happen. And our little personalities and who we are kind of like get shifted and thrown off course. And somehow we survive that. And then as an adult, I feel like it's my responsibility to kind of get back to that in some way, you know, kind of relearn myself and tap into that part of us that of like who we were before those things happened to us. So again, starting this YouTube channel, being able to connect with you on this type of level where I really, again, just have to allow myself to drop my guard, which is very hard as a woman to do that because I don't operate necessarily always in like this. I don't even like saying like masculine, feminine, but since I know that's like very, it's like popping right now, I'll just say that, but just, you know, it's easier for me to operate from just this guarded place, from this very strong, stoic place, this very I can do it all place, while I'm also hiding myself and hiding away. But I feel like just being able to do this YouTube channel and to be able to speak in this way, it's going to do some things for me. It's going to do some things for me that have been that has been dormant in my life for quite some time. And again, I don't know what specifically it's going to do, but I have faith that things are going to open up for me in my life, in my journey, in my healing. And all it can do is just show up in beautiful ways as I progress. So all that to say, I'm laughing because it feels like I've been talking for like an hour. I don't even know how long this has been recording. Maybe 20 minutes. I'm not sure. 20, 25 minutes. I told y'all I was a talker. Did I lie? No, I did not. But real talk, what I hope to do here on this channel is I just want to be in conversation with Black women, everyday Black women. Black women that have achieved certain things. I want to talk about, I literally want to talk about everything, so many things, few things, identity, self-love, travel, burnout, joy, love, relationships, money, finances, debt, getting out of debt, health, skin, hair, food, you know, I want to talk about everything, any and everything that is like gonna help us to just live these more liberated lives of joy, of love, of abundance, of community, like all those things, like that's that's what I want to do here on the YouTube channel. I just want to be, I watch YouTube videos and I just see so many amazing Black women. And I'm just like, damn, she's dope. Or I'd love to talk to her about X, Y, Z. I don't reach out to those women. And that's something that I can do better at, because again, to do that, you've got to be in a place to be vulnerable. What if they reject you? What if they say no? Cause that's happened to me. I've reached out and they just, you know, they didn't respond or whatever. And I took that as just a sign, like, oh no, you shouldn't be doing that. And really, that's just not even correct. Honestly, I might have to reach out to like 50 women just for one to say yes, one or two to say yes. You know what I mean? That's just how it is. But yeah, just like if you might be afraid of rejection, like I deal with that too. Like, who wants to be rejected? Who wants to be vulnerable? But it's in that vulnerability where life happens, where life opens up, where you really are able to discover and learn more about yourself and the things that you can do and the things that you're capable of, and the ways that life can be sometimes hard and you learn from that, but also just as beautiful, and you learn from that and you experience and enjoy that as well. So, man, I'm just wondering if I'm going to release this video. I think that I am, but it just makes me nervous. It really, really does. It really just makes me nervous. Whatever. The beautiful thing about YouTube is that literally, I probably be lucky to even get like 5 views, and then I can just allow my nervous system to just chill the hell out. You know what I mean? So that's a good thing, because it's really like, who's going to see this video? Who's going to know? Who's going to see this video? So that gives me a little peace. But if you've made it through the video this far, again, I literally just wanted to come on, kind of like get my feet wet. I know that the conversation was a little all over the place, but again, that's just how my mind works. So either you like it or you don't. And if you don't, I appreciate that. You know, I appreciate that. We all have different strokes for different folks. But if you do kind of like understand where I'm coming from, you do understand this journey that I'm on, because you're on a similar journey, and you know that we're stronger together, and you want to see someone kind of being vulnerable, as well as having important conversations, like I mentioned before, and you want to just kind of see how I grow, then this is the space for you. If healing is important for you, if those conversation topics that I mentioned before are important for you, then this is kind of like where you want to hang out, you know, because again, I do want to just really talk about a lot of stuff, and I do want to have conversations with a lot of people. And if they don't say yes, then obviously they just don't say yes. But if they do say yes, then you'll start to see those videos here on YouTube, and obviously the audio on the podcast. So I think that I've talked about everything that I want to talk about, just a little bit about me, about being vulnerable, I don't even know if I mentioned this before, but literally I was just like, if I don't make this video and put it out by the end of the month, then I'm just not going to do videos, period. Because I kept saying that I was going to do this for the last couple of years, and I just wasn't doing it. I just wasn't doing it. And so I had to have a conversation with myself and say, listen, Linda, either you record this video and you put it up, or just stop talking about it. Stop talking about it, because you're really just spinning your wheels. Sometimes I just have to be very real with myself. And you're probably the same. Sometimes I just have to be very real with myself. And it's not like I'm just coming from a harsh place. It's just, I feel like if God did put me here for some reason, which I believe that God did, then I've got to have faith in God. And I've got to trust that things are going to work out the way that they're supposed to. I'm going to be provided for. I'm going to get what I need. And it's going to be okay. Not easy, but it's going to be okay. And the longer I just put it off, like the longer my progress is being stagnated, the longer my progress is being stagnated. And it's just like, girl, what are you doing? don't allow these fears to just completely derail you. You've already had X amount of years where you were derailed through no fault of your own. Don't allow that to continue. Like, I have to tell myself, you know, to take ownership at some point of my life and the things that I want to, that I say that I want to do, and just do them, you know, just do them. Do them with your heart beating wildly out of your chest, with your legs shaking a little bit, like, put yourself out there and just do those things and just see how you bloom, see how you grow. So that's what I'm doing here in 2024. This is the next for me, just launching this YouTube channel. So all that to say, I really hope that you are here with me in spirit for this journey, whatever that will look like in 2024 and beyond. And I'd love to hear your thoughts down in the comments below. If there's a topic that you'd like to see discussed here, if there are people that I have some people in mind, but if there are some people that you want to see here on this channel, I will be happy to, you know, at least shoot them a message if it's in alignment with, you know, what this page represents. And if they respond and say yes, great. If they don't, at least I tried. Okay. And I think honestly that's it. That's all that I have to say. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this YouTube video. Thank you so much for watching. Like I said before, leave your comments down below wherever that comment field is. And I will see you in the next video. But in the meantime, Black sister, just stay encouraged and continue to prioritize yourself, because ultimately that's what it's about. Okay. All right. I'll see you in the next video. Bye.